ערב טוב לכולם, שלום לכולם.
Good evening to everyone, hello everyone.
שבת שלנו של קריאה משותפת בספר הזוהר.
We find ourselves in this special meeting of reading of the book of Zohar. And prior to, before we start reading, let's listen to Rav. The program of creation to connect everyone between themselves in order for all people, how they were before the shattering, they were as one body, one man, one thought, one desire, everything one. But as a result of the shattering of the vessels, or something that we call the sin of the tree of knowledge, this vessel has been shattered into pieces, 600,000 pieces, so to speak, more and more and more pieces, apart from 600 was the first shatterings, and then more and more shatterings after that. We have to, as a result of our effort, let's connect them together. Unity has started recently, basically, and from Rabbi Shimon, as Zohar is telling us, and on. It's that it was for millions of years or an infinite amount of actions. It started recently. We find our start of this unity, and in our time, our group, and we ourselves, when Creator is uniting us with the whole world, we're feeling that there is a certain goal, certain direction, a certain hand that is directing us, that comes and unites everyone. And we want to unite, yes. We want to help each other.
And
we'll help his neighbor. So we're reading the book of Zohar. Zohar for all, introduction of the book of Zohar. General explanation for all 14 commandments and how they are divided into the 7 days of creation. Bullet number 15. The 11th commandment is to give tithing of the land. Through this commandment, one is rewarded with receiving nefesh of light of Chaya from upper Abba Ve'ima. Since once a person has been completed with Naran Chai of the first Gadlut through the Tefillin, he should begin to obtain the second Gadlut, the light of Chaya. This divides into four phases: Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya. And to obtain them, we were given the four commandments. One is rewarded with Nefesh by the commandment of giving the tithing of the land, since Eretz, earth, is considered Nefesh. As it is written, behold, I have given you every herb yielding seed upon the face of all the earth, said on the sixth day of the work of creation. Here it writes, behold, I have given, and it is written, and to the sons of Levi, I have given every tithe in Israel. As it is, tithing there, it is the tithing of the earth here as well. Upon the face of all the earth, because one who is rewarded with nefesh of light of Chaya governs all the earth, since all the shells surrender before Him. It is written about this nefesh, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. Nefesh is called tithing after Malchut, who is in the tenth. The nefesh of the light of Chaya is the whole tithing. The complete wholeness of the tithing.
16.
Paragraph 16. The 12th commandment is to bring the first fruit of the tree. Through this commandment, one is rewarded with receiving the light of Ruach from the light of Chaya that comes from Abba Ve'ima. It is so because the first fruit comes from the word firstborn, and Abba Ve'ima are first, beginning, as explained in the first commandment. And since it is from the tree, the first fruit of the tree, they are regarded as Ruach, since the tree is vegetative, regarded as Ruach. Still vegetative, animate, and speaking correspond to Naran Chai. Still to Nefesh, vegetative to Ruach, animate to Neshama, and speaking to Chaya Yechida. It is written about it, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. It is written of the fruit of the tree. And it is written, thus all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. As it is the first fruit in the fruit of the tree there, as it is the first fruit in the fruit of the tree there, it is the first fruit here. As he explains the words, is the Lord's. As anything that befits me is forbidden for you to eat. We proceed to the clip of Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. Where does the light that reforms comes from that corrects everything? We have to give effort as a little child.
And
he's acting, nothing comes out of it, but he's in labor. And as a result of this labor and effort, upper light comes and aligns everything. We do not align or sort anything. We just have to want and try and make effort. Want to be as much as in as much as possible in the correct way of the state of bestowal in the group, as much as we can understand it. And from this quality of bestowal that we want to create in the group, reveal the Creator in order to bring contentment upon Him, that's the formula. Because we want to achieve the similarity of forms, same form as He is. So here we have the work in the group, connection, unity with the friends, studies. And he explains here that the Book of Zohar is the most effective tool for that. So that's it. 17. The 13th commandment is to redeem one's son, to tie him to life, and to weaken the appointee over death, of whom it was said, very. This is the angel of death. By that, he is rewarded with neshama from the light of Chaya. In terms of order, he should have been rewarded with Chaya from the light of Chaya by this commandment, since speaking is the light of Chaya. Once he has been rewarded with Nefesh Ruach through the fruit of the land and the fruit of the tree, since they are still and vegetative, he should have been rewarded with Neshama from the light of Chaya through the firstborn of a beast. As it is animate, and with Chaya Yechida, to the firstborn of a man, as it is the speaking. However, the redemption of the firstborn does not completely surrender the angel of death, only weakens him. Upon the giving of the Torah, he became completely liberated from the angel of death. But then, through the sin of the calf, the work was taken from the firstborn of Israel and was given to the priests. Since the filth of the serpent from the sin of the tree of knowledge that the angel of death brought to the world was mingled in Israel again through the calf. It is about this correction of the firstborn of Israel that the commandment of redeeming the firstborn was given in five rocks, corresponding to the correction of all ten sefirot, which are five phases, kachab zon. The firstborn reaches through keter and chokmah, upper abavima, reshit, beginning. Through the correction of five rocks, we reconnect the firstborn to the upper life, weakening the angel of death so he cannot govern them, though we do not completely remove him, as he was liberated from the angel of death prior to the sin with the calf. Hence, the commandment of redemption of the firstborn is not enough to draw Chaya out of the light of Chaya, as it is meant to be, cancelling the angel of death as it was upon the giving of the Torah before the sin with the calf. Rather, it is a degree below it, the degree of Neshama, light of Neshama from upper Abba Ve'ima, and not more. It was said on the sixth day of the work of creation, and God saw all that he has done, and it was very good. Good is the angel of life, and very is the angel of death. Since then, the angel of death was sweetened and was more important than the angel of life. However, now, during the 6,000 years, he does not arrive at this great sweetening. Rather, this was said only for the end of correction. Yet, by redemption of the firstborn, which only weakens him and not more, he is rewarded only with Neshama of Chaya, Vak of Chaya, by the redemption.
18.
The 14th commandment is to keep the Sabbath day and to connect the Sabbath day to its Kedusha. Through these two commandments, one is rewarded with Chaya of Chaya on the Sabbath day, as it is written, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Since by keeping from desecrating the Sabbath, one is rewarded with a blessing. And by sanctifying the Sabbath with delights of the Sabbath, one is rewarded with Kedusha. The light of Chaya is Kedusha, because upper Abba Ve'ima are called holy. And in the afternoon prayer of Sabbath, Vak of light of Yechida is extended. Yet, it is impossible to extend Gar of Yechida during the 6,000 years, but only at the end of correction. We are proceeding to watch another clip by Dr. Rav Michael Lightman. Your effort in reading the book of Zohar has to be in the fact that has to be in this. I sit in the big group and we all want to be connected together as one man and one heart. The condition of unity when everyone cares about the other so that everyone is connected, and by this we correct the shattering, the sin of the tree of knowledge, the shattering of the soul, and so that the force of bestowal would open, reveal itself between us, the mutual force. And in this force that we will create between us, Creator will be revealed. Why? In order to bring contentment upon him. Why? Because he wants to be revealed originally. It's his desire, and to bring contentment upon us.
Then
we reveal him, and that's the goal.
And
the sons of Israel have returned to the Creator. We proceed. We are starting a new article. It's explanation of the division of the 14 commandments into 10 utterances. Explanation of the division of the 14 commandments into 10 utterances. Once the 14 commandments and the way they are divided into the 7 days of creation have been clarified, let us clarify the order of their division in the 10 utterances by which the world was created. First utterance. In the beginning, God created. Bereshit, in the beginning, is both an utterance and the first commandment, because he is great and rules over everything. It is the degree of Abba Ve'ima, of Atzilut, implied in the Yud of Havaya. Abba is Yud, Ima is Vav, Dalet of the filling. Ima is Vav Dalet of the filling of the Yud. It is pure air, Gar of Bina. Second utterance. And God said, let there be light. The second commandment is great love on the side of Hesed. Gar of Ishsut of Atzilut. The light that was created on the first day of the 6 days of creation, in which Adam saw from the end of the world to its end. This is the first hay of Avaya. Third utterance. And God said, let there be a firmament. This is the concealing of the light and the harsh judgment that came out in it, the completion of the second commandment, so that love will be on both sides, even if he takes your soul. It is considered the Nukva from Hazeh of Zeranping and below. Fourth utterance. And God said, let the waters be gathered. The third commandment is to know that there is a great God who rules over the whole world and to unify him daily with the proper unification. The unification of, here, O Israel, called the upper unification. This is extension of Vak, of the three previous utterances, into Zeranpin, Vak of Gadlut, Vav of Havaya. Fifth utterance. And God said, let the earth put forth grass. This is the completion of the third commandment. Once the dry land has been tied there in the unification of above, must be tied in Vak below, in the lower unification. Blessed be the name of the glory of his kingship forever and ever. It is extension of Vak, of the three first utterances to Nukva of Zeranpin, by which the harsh judgment in her is inverted into being complete light, called black light. It is Vak of Mohen of Gedlut, of the Nukva of Zeranpin, the bottom hay of Havaya. Six utterance. And God said, let there be lights. This is the fourth commandment, to know that Havaya, the Lord, he is the Elohim, God, to know that they are one and there is no separation between them. They are black light and white light. There is no separation in them, and it is all one. This is an extension of Mohen of Gar, of the first three utterances to Zeranpin and Nukva, at which time they unite as one, on an equal level, panim be panim, face to face. Seventh utterance, and God said, let the waters swarm. There are three commandments in it. The fifth, to engage in Torah. The sixth, to engage in procreation. And the seventh, to circumcise on the eighth day. Through them, Naran of Katnut are drawn out from Zon to the souls of the righteous. We extend a holy nefesh through engagement in Torah. By appropriation, they extend holy ruach. And by removing the foreskin, they extend holy neshama. Eighth utterance. And God said, let the earth put forth. The eighth commandment is to love the proselyte. Through this commandment, the nefesh of through this commandment, the nefesh of the proselyte is extended and the completion of the Mohen of Naran of Ketnut to the souls of the righteous. Ninth utterance, and God said, let us make man. There are two commandments in it. The ninth, to pardon the poor. By having compassion for the poor and by sustaining him, we evoke the association of the quality of judgment with the quality of judgment above, in the ascent of Malchut to Bina, and Vak of Mohen of the first Gadlut are drawn out to the souls of the righteous. The tenth is to wear tefillin, by which Gar of Mohen of the first Gadlut, Tzelem, are drawn out to the souls of the righteous. Tenth utterance, and God said, behold, I have given you. There are three commandments in it. The 11th, to give the tithing of the land. the 12th, to bring the first fruit of the tree. And the 13th, to make redemption for his son. For them, Naran of the second Gadlut are drawn out to the souls of the righteous. There are also two commandments in the verse, and on the seventh day God completed his work. To keep the Sabbath day, which is keeping, and to connect the Sabbath day to its sanctity, which is remembering. Those two commandments are one, as in keep and remember, were said in the same utterance. By this we end with our reading. And before we say goodbye, we want to watch the final clip of Rav. Zohar was written by Rabbi Shimon and his students. They were great Kabbalists. They didn't write for novices, for newcomers. They were writing it for people who are looking for support, looking for the upper force. It doesn't matter what state they're in, they want help. They read Zohar and they receive help according to their readiness, according to how ready they are. Therefore, before we read Zohar, we have to try and unite and ask for everyone, and then you will receive. We have to ask correctly in the right way, in the spiritual way, and then it will happen. Gradually, it'll happen. You'll see how it works. You will feel how Zohar is protecting you, how it makes you internally more soft, more pliable, and you find yourself thinking about things that you weren't thinking about. Before that, you couldn't hear the melody of the music, and now you hear it more. This is how it works. It makes us more delicate, more sensitive towards spiritual things. What can you say? I wish you good evening or good day.